Shizu turns to go, but look who it is. She's confronted by none other than Shoddy.
Busy motherfucker. Gotta be everywhere all at once.
Shoddy, yeah, he's Michelle Yeoh. So Shoddy's the most useless fucking person in the show. He like...
yeah, fucking remote workers, gone.
Yeah, he teleports... Just beast. Yeah, our astral projects himself, whatever. He has all these abilities, but he's still useless. All he does is tell people things that are not helpful because they're going to happen anyway. Yeah. So, like, he never does anything, really. He just, like, says things will happen, and then they do. So he tells her the Pharaoh will soon return, and she's just like, who are you? And he's like, you gotta prepare yourselves, because soon the Pharaoh will return. And then he leaves without answering Ashizu's question, because he's an asshole.
Because it would be counterproductive for him to... What goal is being achieved by not saying your name in that case? I don't know. Like, kind of like, who cares?
He's being Batman. He's like, he's just being a mess. Mysterious dickhead.
Mysterious dickheads.
Back in the present, this is also what Shoddy does with his dates. He's just like, he just doesn't give his name and leaves all mysteriously. Back in the present, Ishizu tells the gang that she knew she'd make a big mistake. They were forbidden to see the outside world as tomb keepers. She was beginning to see why. She showed Miracle
wait,
World.
They are forbidden as tomb keepers.
That's what's so written here. I don't know if she says that. I don't know.
Because she clearly has seen TV and motorcycles.
Yeah, somehow. She knows.
Unless she's psychic.
Right.
Which she could be at this point. I don't know. Maybe she has other ways of knowing what TV and motorcycles are.
She's a little bit older than him, but I think she probably just has a lot to go outside, honestly.
Yeah.
She showed Merrick a world he should have never seen. And that made his evil side grow. So back to the flashback, back to the past Samurai Jack.
Some reefer madness shit. The motorcycles and the fucking hippity hop drove him mad. He's now a youth degenerate hooligan.
Yeah, it wasn't the abuse and the being kept underground and all that.
No,
it was the goddamn motorcycles
and them violent video games, you know.
Yeah, seriously. It's that cannabis that'll make you shoot your roommate. Mm-hmm. So Ishizu's scared by this Shoddy thing, and she runs through the street, and Ishizu warns him not to speak of the Pharaoh, and to forget what you saw, and forget about the stranger, and obviously he didn't forget any of that. So,
no, you really can't.
It's hard to forget. They run back, okay, so they return to the secret entranceway of their underground home. So Merrick pauses at the steps. He's like, why do I have to go back into this darkness? I mean, honestly, I'm on his side.
I get it.
It's kind of bullshit, honestly. He sits on a low wall of the ruin, looking at the picture of the motorcycle and imagining he's riding one. And this is the most I've ever, like, actually empathized for Merrick.
because it's so sad.
He's just sitting on a goddamn block pretending it's a motorcycle. It's like,
yeah.
Wow. He imagines what he ends up doing in the show, which is the road rushing past beneath him with his hair in the wind and all that. And he swears one day he will ride a motorcycle out of this darkness into freedom. Freedom! Ishizu calls Merrick to come down, and he finally goes. But then he notices a reel with an unwound rope attached. And Ishizu's like, oh no, it must be some kind of alarm. But she didn't see it in the darkness on their way out. Doesn't she live down here?
Yeah.
Doesn't he have like normal dark vision then from living in whatever. Anyway, they're busted. The point is that they're busted. As they run back to Merrick's room, they find it empty and in disarray. The blanket's uncovered. Merrick runs calling out for Odion. And Ishizu says their father had weakened Odion with the Millennium Rod. But here's the thing. In the Japanese, Merrick's dad beats Odion with a whip.
Yeah.
Now, this next part of the story is very different and makes... Well, it's darker in Japanese and makes more sense. But mm-hmm. not this whole thing still doesn't make sense by the end of it. So yeah. Just trust me on that. But we'll go through it. So he wasn't... I love that this poor kid's like, yeah, they weakened him with the Millennium Rod. No, he was whipping him a lot, and it's really fucked up. Mm-hmm. Merrick finds Odion unconscious on the floor. Odion apologizes for failing him, which is also pretty sad, to be honest.
Yeah.
Shizu.
Horrifying, even.
Yeah. Shizu and Merrick are gasping in shock in the doorway. Okay, so four kids... completely covered up the markings on our boy's back here. Mm-hmm. But you want to take a look at this? It's his yeah, broke through the shirt.
Bloody.
It's pretty horrifying. Oh,
God, what a
yeah.
And that's our prettiest boy too.
Yep.
Goodness, how fucking dare you.
Yep. So Merrick's dad, who's, you know, the biggest baby face of the show, best guy there is, cuts a promo about how dare they leave him and, you know, the rules and all that. Merrick clutches his head and cries out as the dark side begins to emerge. Now, a lot of things happen in the Japanese version. So there's a shot of Merrick's dad holding the whip and telling Merrick that he's next. He snaps the whip at Merrick, but, evil Merrick catches it in his hand. Yeah, and then evil Merrick laughs maniacally and thanks, his father for getting rid of Odion for him. But evil Merrick laughs, telling his father that he doesn't scare him. From now on, these Millennium items are mine. And his father warns him that he'll inherit them when the time is right and no sooner. However, Dark Merrick picks up the Millennium Rod, and now it's his rules. He uses the power of the rod to slam his father against the wall. Ashizu runs over, trying to get him to stop, but he's like, this doesn't concern you, Ashizu. And he pushes her up against the wall as well. Ashizu realizes that this isn't actually Merrick. Merrick goes to his father and says... it's time to send him to the Shadow Realm. Now, in the Japanese, the surprise of nobody, he pulls the dagger out of the Millennium Rod and,
straight up kills him.
He stabs him to death.
Wow. Incredible. Yeah. The Shadow Realm is really turning into, like, the farm upstate where you send the dog.
Right? That's exactly what it is. Yeah, you're going to a farm upstate.
He's going to the Shadow Realm. He'll have lots of room to run around.
And father, you get to tend the rabbits.
Yes, yes. And you get to ride the Blue-Eyes White Dragon.
Yep. The scene cuts away to the empty hallways of the underground tomb as Merrick's father's screams are heard.
And, he's in the Shadow Realm playing backgammon with fucking Exodia or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Now, this whole sequence, watching the English version, the editing is wild.
Uh-huh.
It's because they can't show him murdering his father with a dagger.
Yeah.
So they cut a lot of shit out. So in the Japanese, we see a shot of Merrick laughing over his dead dad. Slumped against the wall. This is the shot right here. It's,
oh, nice. Oh, that's gory, too. Nice back of the skull blood.
Yeah.
Look at that. The slide.
He, says there's only a woman left, which means he was gonna murder Ishizu. However, Odion calls out. Merrick turns to Odion, intending to destroy him. He even raises the dagger, telling Odion to go to hell in the Japanese, which is wild. He says, go to hell.
Wow. God, Japanese Yu-Gi-Oh! Fucks. There's no, like, man, I gotta start over and rewatch this whole goddamn thing in Japanese. Japanese, it's like a whole other anime, yeah.